Please turn in your Bibles tonight to the book of Job. I'd like for us to look at Job chapter 14 and verse 1. The subject that's on my heart tonight is the subject of troubles. We need to know the truth of what God says about troubles. There are sometimes in our lives, there are troubles that are a result of sin in our lives, but all troubles are not a result of sin. Many times that we have troubles just because we're following Christ. There will be troubles. The Bible says all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So you're going to have troubles, whether you serve God or whether you don't serve God, you're going to have troubles. I think Jesus made that extremely clear in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27, when he said, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them," as that an obedient child of God. "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon the rock." Now, the point there is, troubles do come, even when you hear and do what God tells you to do, you're going to have troubles. On the other hand, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, the Word of God tells us they're still going to come, the rain and the wind and the storms. So it doesn't matter whether you serve God or not, you're going to have troubles in your life. Troubles are inevitable. Troubles are going to come. Now notice, please, the words that Job wrote down in Job 14 and verse 1. He says, "Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble." You might not be in the midst of trouble right now in your life, but you have had trouble in days gone by, and you will have trouble in the future, and some are in the middle of a lot of kinds of trouble right now. Job, I think, knew as much about trouble as anybody that's ever lived. In one day, Job lost all, and he was a rich man. He lost all of his possessions. You would think it would be impossible if you had known Job and seen all that he had. I think you would have thought it is impossible that he could lose all of that in one day. But he did. Lost all of his possessions, and sometimes God's people lose their possessions. Sometimes people have their houses used to. When houses burn down, there was no such thing as fire insurance or house insurance. When their houses burn down, they had to start all over without anything. There are people that we know that, and that you know, that their houses burned down many years ago and they had no fire insurance at all. They lost a lot when their houses burned down. Job not only lost all of his possessions, he had 10 children, and you might think now something could happen and one child could die or two children could die. But you might think, well, now nothing could happen that all 10 of his children could die at one time. But it did. In one day, all 10 of his children died. The same day that he lost all of his possessions, all 10 of his children died. Some people might say, well, it can't get any worse than that. Well, it did. It got worse than that. Because he began to have boils from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. He had sickness, and he had terrible sickness and terrible pain. And that's trouble when you're having pain. When your body is hurting, when you're having tremendous amount of pain, that's trouble. And man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. You're going to have pain. You're going to have loss of loved ones. You're going to experience the loss of possessions. And then after Job had all of that sickness, his wife said, "Curse God and die." She was a foolish woman to say such a thing as that. Job recognized it. But I want you to know that's trouble when your spouse turns against you. That's trouble. Some of you know something about that. That's big trouble when your spouse turns against you. And then his friends, when he had all of that trouble, his friends said, I know they did a lot of good, but I'm jumping to where they messed up. I'm talking about trouble right now in Job's life. His friends began to accuse him of things that he must have done wrong that caused all of that trouble. And they were incorrect. Job was a just man. He was upright and perfect in his generation. Job was a man who loved God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And God blessed Job. And the devil saw how God was blessing Job. God said to the devil, "Hast thou considered my servant Job?" God knew what was about to happen. Job didn't know what was about to happen, but God knew what was about to happen. And brethren, God was with Job in all of his troubles, but they hurt nonetheless. They did hurt. So Job had trouble. Job writes about some of his troubles. There are people right now that are having troubles on their job and others that don't have a job. There are people who have financial trouble right now, and those are big troubles. There are people that have family troubles right now, and those are big troubles. So there are all kinds of troubles in the world today, and many people are having trouble right now. Many people are having trouble, and we need to know what God's Word says about trouble. We need to know the truth about troubles that happen in our lives. I do believe there's a very false theology today that if you serve God and you follow God, you're not going to have troubles. And that's a lie from the devil. And that'll destroy your faith if you think that when you serve God, you're not going to have troubles. And then troubles come anyway. In fact, sometimes it seems like the harder you try, the more troubles you have. And yet, brethren, God is always with his obedient children. He is always with them in the midst of their troubles. Psalm 34. Go forward in your Bibles to Psalm 34 and listen to what David says. And David knew a lot about troubles. David knew a tremendous amount about troubles. But David makes it clear that all troubles are not a result of sin. He says in Psalm 34 and verse 19, David says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous," of the what? The righteous. Now that's people who are living right. Living right does not exempt you from troubles and afflictions. David says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." Isn't that a wonderful blessing? Two great blessings. Number one, to know that God has already laid forth in his word and set forth in Psalm 34 and verse 19. He has told us clearly in Psalm 34, 19, he told us, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." But what else does he tell us? Is he truthful? Is he honest? Does he pull punches? No. Just like Jesus told us, and all the New Testament makes it plain that when you serve God, you're going to have trouble anyway. Go to Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs 21, listen to verse 23. In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 23, I want you to know, brethren, that as we think about troubles, and man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble, and as we think about the fact that many are the afflictions of the righteous, I want us to also know that there are some things you can do to keep you out of trouble. My parents used to tell me that. You better not get in trouble. And usually when I got in trouble, if I got in trouble at school, I also got in trouble when I got home. But brethren, you can do things to keep you out of a lot of trouble. There are a lot of times that we're in trouble, not as a trial of our faith, but we're in trouble because we've done something wrong. So we need to know we can do things to keep out of a lot of trouble. Look now in your Bibles at Proverbs 21, verse 23. The Word of God tells us something we can do here, that by the grace of God that you can keep yourself out of many troubles. He says in Proverbs 21, verse 23, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." If you'll control your tongue, if you keep your mouth and keep your tongue, if you'll hold back things that sometimes you want to say, and sometimes in a moment of anger you might say those things, he says, you just keep your mouth shut and you'll save yourself. You'll keep yourself out of many troubles. How many of you have ever gotten in trouble because you spoke without thinking? How many times have you gotten in trouble because you said things that you didn't really mean, but in a moment of anger, you said things you shouldn't have said, and they hurt, and it's hard for people to forget the things that you say. I'm telling you, brethren, every one of us, we need to remember Proverbs 21:23, that if we keep our mouth and our tongue, we keep our soul from troubles. Doesn't mean you're going to not have any troubles, but you can keep yourself out of a lot of trouble if you learn to keep your tongue. And a lot of other things you can do to keep yourself out of various kinds of troubles. Now, I've already emphasized several times that all troubles do not come because of doing something wrong. But I do want you to know there are troubles that come because we've done something wrong. Look in your Bibles at Psalm 78. The Word of God there identifies the fact that sin, S-I-N, going against the will of God, going against God's Word and God's way, it will always bring trouble. You can write it down, mark it down. You're going to have trouble when you walk contrary to God's Word. You may hide it from everybody else, but be sure your sin will find you out. God knows about everything. Even the thoughts that are in our minds, God knows all about those thoughts. Psalm 78, listen please to verses 32 and 33. And listen, brethren, I encourage you when you're reading God's Word, there are so many times that people apply Scriptures to people who are not children of God, people who have never loved God, but the vast majority of God's Word is all about God's children that He loves with an everlasting love, and He describes His children as being rebellious children, children that turn their backs on God. In Psalm 78, he's talking about how the people of God turned their backs on God, and talking about the wrath of God that came against His people because of their sin. Psalm 78. And let me tell you this, brethren. Trouble when you do what's right is nothing compared to trouble that comes when you do what's wrong. The reason is this, that when you're doing what's right, remember now, Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. You're going to be blessed by God. God comforts His people when they're doing what's right. But when you're doing what's wrong, and God brings trouble, listen, brethren, a lot of people don't think God brings trouble into people's lives. The Bible makes it plain God does bring trouble into the lives of His people when they rebel against Him. Psalm 78, verses 32 and 33, the Word of God says, for all this they sin still. In spite of all God had done for them, in spite of all the blessings He had poured out in their lives, in spite of all the warnings He had given to them, they sinned still. Sounds a little like the United States of America, doesn't it? In spite of all the ways He has warned us, yet we sin still. And it's easy to say, well, that sounds like the United States of America, but it sounds a lot like us. God has been very, very good to every one of us. And God has warned us. And yet, what do we sometimes do? We sin still. For all this, they sinned still and believed not for His wondrous works. Therefore, their days did He, that's God, consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. Who sent all that trouble? God sent the trouble into the lives of His people when they continued walking in sin. I think it's made even clearer if you back up in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 8. Brethren, I want us to understand that being a child of God is a wonderful and a great blessing. Knowing that one day we will be with God in the eternal heaven is one of the greatest blessings we can ever have. It's an eternal blessing that we have because of the mercy and the grace of God and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I look forward to eternal heaven, but we also need to know that to whom much is given, much is required. God requires a lot of His people, especially eventually, when he has blessed his people to know the truth of his word, he requires more of you than he does of other people. And the judgments that God sends into the lives of his children that he has given so much, those judgments are much more severe than the judgments that he sends in the lives of his children that haven't experienced his greater blessings. And I will say to every one of us, I don't know of any people on the face of this entire earth that's been blessed as much as we have. God requires more out of us than he does anybody that I know. Second Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 8. The word of God says, wherefore the wrath of the Lord. The what? The wrath of the Lord. A lot of people say, well, that's the Old Testament. Listen, brethren, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29 says that our God is, that's New Testament, by the way, our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a jealous God. The Word of God says in the New Testament, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The chastening hand of God, brethren, is hell on earth for God's obedient children. 2 Chronicles 29, verse 8, wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem. I want you to know Judah and Jerusalem were the most special people on the face of the earth. They were the people who had been chosen by God, blessed by God, given the laws of God, given great power by God. God had chosen them for a special purpose. And yet Judah and Jerusalem turned their backs on God. He says, wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble. Do you hear the wording there? He hath what? Delivered them not from trouble. He hath delivered them to trouble. He put them right in the middle of trouble. God brought that trouble upon them because they had turned their backs on God. So trouble does sometimes come because of our disobedience and our sin. And just like Proverbs 21, verse 23 teaches us that we can keep ourselves out of a lot of trouble by refraining our tongue and our lips from saying things we ought not to say. You can keep yourselves, I can keep myself, we can keep ourselves out of a lot of trouble if we'll just walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. If we'll do what's right. Not just keep the thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. Don't just keep the thou shalt not, but concentrate on thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. If you're doing that, God's going to bless your life in an abundant way. Will you still have trouble? Yes. But God will comfort you in all of your troubles. Go with me to Psalm 9. Go back to the book of Psalms. I want to just look at two or three verses in the book of Psalms in closing. In Psalm 9, verse 13, we need to know what we should do when we have trouble. Now, Psalm 9, listen to Psalm 9, verse 13. In Psalm 9, verse 13, the Word of God says, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death. What's he doing? Number one, he is calling on the name of the Lord. In the time of his trouble, what's he doing? Calling on the name of the Lord. What do you need to do in time of trouble? Call on the name of the Lord. Was this trouble that he was experiencing, was it a result of his sin, or was it a result of him doing what's right? This particular occasion, it was because of what he was doing that was right. And where did the trouble come from? The trouble was coming from people. The trouble was coming from... Did Jesus do what was right all the days of his life? Did he still have trouble? Did the Apostle Paul do what was right after he was born again on the road to Damascus? Virtually, did he live a very, very good, honest life? Yes, he did, but he still had trouble. Man that is born of woman, it's a true statement, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. But if you don't know what to do in time of trouble, it's like the verse that we think about sometimes, what time I am afraid, what will I do? I will trust in the Lord. What time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. Well, what time you're in trouble, you need to call on the name of the Lord. Call on Jesus. Jesus. Brethren, if there's anything that I've learned about trouble, it's call on the name of the Lord. Call on Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. It's a name that's above every name. And we need to call on Jesus' name. Look at Psalm 50, Psalm 50. Does Jesus care? Does Jesus care? Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When I have troubles, when I have problems, do I need to take my burdens to the Lord? Indeed, I do. The Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, the Word of God says, casting all your care upon Him. Why? For He careth for you. Does God care about you? God cares about you more than anybody else. You may have a wonderful companion, as I do. You may have wonderful children, as I do, and wonderful grandchildren. You may have wonderful mom and daddy, as I do. The bottom line is, nobody cares about you as much as Jesus does, and nobody can help you as much as Jesus can. So call on Jesus. He cares. He's touched. The Bible says that we're to go boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. You know, one time you need Him is when you're having trouble. And just before that, it tells us that we have a high priest that is touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Doesn't matter what kind of trouble you're having. Every time that somebody came to Job and told him, this is something that's just happened. Do you know Jesus was right there every time? Every time he got the bad news, Jesus was there. In Psalm 50, listen please. In Psalm 50, verse 15, the Word of God says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Now, first of all, there are really several things I want you to remember tonight. Number one is, a man that's born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. I want you to remember that everybody's going to have trouble. Even when you serve the Lord, you're going to have trouble. Another thing I want you to remember, that whether you're doing good or whether you're doing evil, you're going to have trouble. But I want you to know what you need to do when you're having trouble, and that's call on the name of the Lord. Even if your trouble is because of sin and disobedience, I still would say, call on the name of the Lord. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy. And so I want you to call on the name of the Lord, but then I want you to know what to do. What do you do after God has helped you in time of trouble? Has God ever helped you in time of trouble? Have you ever been in trouble and God did come? You called on the name of the Lord and God came and He helped you. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be giving Him thanks. You're supposed to glorify Him. You're supposed to give Him all the praise, honor, and glory, because He's the only one that is able to deliver you out of that trouble. In Psalm 50 and verse 15, the Word of God says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That's a command that we're to glorify God when He delivers us out of our trouble. Now, He tells us in Psalm 59, and I'll close with this one verse. He tells us one of the ways that you can glorify God after He has delivered you out of trouble. In Psalm 59 and verse 16, here's what David says. He says, but I will sing of thy power. You know who has lifted you and me up time and time again when we've been in trouble? You know who lifted Job up when he had been in all that trouble? Do you know who lifted God? Do you know who lifted Job up? It was God. And so it is in the close of the book of Job. Job says in Job 42:5, Job says, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Job saw God's power. Job saw God's glory. He saw His love. Job saw God's mercy and grace clearer than he had ever seen it before. Psalm 59, verse 16, but I will sing of thy power. Do you know one of the songs that we sang earlier? Do any of you remember a song we sang earlier that was talking about the power of God? There were several, but there was one in particular. The whole psalm was about the power of God. Do you remember what it was? Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Even in the midst of all the troubles, you need to remember, our God is still on His throne. Our God reigns. Psalm 59:16 says, "But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble." Do you know who your defense and refuge is when you have trouble? The only defense and the only refuge you will always have is God. And I pray that God will help us to sing of God's power and to give God glory. Because even though we're going to have trouble in this world, we have God with us if we're following God. And God will help us and God will be with us. Call on the name of the Lord. Give glory to God for helping you in time of trouble. May God help us to realize the wonderful blessing it is to understand some truth about the subject of trouble, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.